Broadcasting live from the Metro Atlanta Chamber rooftop, it's the Health IT Leadership Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Josh Needle. Here we are on the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. It's a beautiful night. You got the Ferris wheel on one side. You have the lit up Centennial Park in front of us. And we have one of the people who make this event happen, Mr. David Hartnett. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, David, you've been with this thing since its inception, right?
It was an idea a couple people had sitting in a room, and now it's over 1,200 people.
I heard, I think from Tino, who said this is the largest or second largest healthcare event in the country.
Yeah, so the national organization by far is the biggest, and then we are regionally the largest.
Now, over the years, you started out, I think a few hundred people were here the first year, and now you're well over 1,000, 1,200?
Yeah, we were hopeful to get to 500 was our, you know, quintessential home run role, and we are now, this year, we're sold out. This will be the second year that we've been sold out, and our chair at the time, Robert Hendricks from McKesson, said, you guys need to double that, and if you double it, I'll double my contribution.
And that was enough of an incentive?
That was enough of an incentive, and it worked. And so we're really excited about it.
So what are you going to do when he says, I'm going to triple it, to triple it?
Well, you know, I'm going to listen. I'm going to say, what exactly do you mean by that? Is it in people? Is it in quality? Is it?
Because you're getting a bunch of quality people in here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool when you get a multi-billion dollar company fly in from Boston in their private jet to have their CEO, the nephew of George Bush W. and the cousin of George Bush W. No,
so George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Senior, all of them.
All of them. They all.
The whole Bush family.
All the old Bush family. And definitely different personalities. So you have very much the right side of the family and the left side. But he is here, and he's going to be talking about the wonderful things that he does. He's all about disruptive medicine. And if you've not heard Jonathan Bush talk, you've got to listen, because it is a ride.
And so he's one of the speakers tomorrow?
Yeah, he's our keynote. He wheels down at PDK right about 9 o'clock, and we pick him up, take him over to the Waverly, Renaissance Waverly, and he'll be our keynote from, I believe, 11 to 11:30, and then he does interviews after that.
Now, at, this year it's not at the Fox, right? This historically has been at the Fox, but you, I guess, outgrew it, right?
We did. We outgrew it. It's a lovely venue. I really would have liked to have kept it there, but it wasn't that we wanted to make it exclusive and kind of just cap it at a certain number. We really did want to broaden it, because there's room for broadening it.
Now, in front of us, we have the map, this beautiful map that the... who put this out? Is this TAG or does the Metro Chamber put this out?
This is a combination. So the Metro Atlanta Chamber and TAG came together. They do the online version and we do the print version. And we work on it together. It's a 50-50 deal.
And then what it does is illustrate with their logos a lot of the health IT companies that are here. You can see in which part of town they're located. If somebody wanted to get a hold of this map, they can go to... Can you give the coordinates for that? Do you know?
Yeah, in the online map, if I'm not mistaken, you can just hover and it'll give you where they're actually located. And we have a more unsophisticated list, an Excel spreadsheet that actually does have all of their addresses. We can provide them. But the TAG website does have a ability to link through and click through.
Right. I think tagonline.org, you can go over there and you can find it. But this would blow away. I'm sure some cities would, just by seeing the health IT cluster like this.
They'll salivate.
Right?
Yeah.
How
no
many
question.
Billions of dollars worth of companies?
I'll pick my top eight. So of the top 100 in the country, right. we have eight of them, right? So just those eight alone report over $5 billion in revenue.
Right.
Just eight.
And
I've got another 192. And if I added all that up, who knows?
And then a lot of them are in Alpharetta, right?
Yeah, it is definitely a concentrated area. It has some critical mass, and rightly so. It's a good place. But we're finding more and more and more moving into Midtown. So Midtown, downtown, Ponce City Market, just put Athena Healthcare in there, 500 new employees. Actually, they're going to grow it to over 600 before they blow out the wall and add another 200. So it's growing quick.
So are you seeing new developments like Avalon and Alpharetta where they're bringing in technology that is suited for the new crop of technology people? Are you seeing that drive some of the location of where people are landing their companies?
Oh yeah, Peter Tokar and the team that's up there doing a fantastic job. I think that that will be one of that'll be a landmark location for technology companies. And you know, there's a plenty of room. It's interesting because that's where, right up that way, is where Athena was before they closed up shop and moved into the city. And they did wonderful things up there. And people are just looking for more of the urban environment where you can, you know, hop on a bus, hop on a train, and get to where you need to go without ever getting in a car. And until we can get more of that up that way, or up Gwinnett way, or up Cobb, you know, you're not going to get that vibrant millennial staying out of a car employee that we're targeting.
Now, how does the Metro Chamber help these companies kind of make those kind of choices?
Well, you know, traditionally, we're over 154 years old, so we predate the Civil War, and you know, after the we got burnt down, you know, Mr. Clayton came back and said, we got to build this back up, and so basically asked all the families to open up their wallets, said, we don't want anything to do with the government, let's, you know, kick in, and so the Gwinnetts and the Cobbs and the Fultons all got together to bring the commerce back. But what we've always been able to do is approach things as a private company as opposed to a government entity. Mm-hmm. And we look for ways to incentivize companies to come here. And that's not necessarily cash. If there's a form of an incentive that's going to cost, that is where the city, the county, the state comes in. But there are incentives to get connected to a big customer or connected to a corporation for a strategic alliance, or to be support them to for their hiring talent, you know, working with the screening of the talent, hiring the talent, you know, getting the talent up to speed. A lot of that kind of work we do, and we help them to kind of take it to the next level real quick.
I would imagine that in your role that you could be a really good matchmaker. You know, you can say, hey, have you guys met these people at this company? They're doing some interesting things, and maybe you can kind of work together.
Well, I'd say that's probably the single biggest value we bring. If you think about it, I've got 3,000 member companies in this building that have over a million Georgians, so a million employees. And you know, short south of New York City, the largest concentration of Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
And when you have them in your room, and they are wonderful, open men and women who want to give back, and they'll pick up a phone on our behalf and make a call, it just doesn't get any more powerful than that.
Right. Well, that's where business really gets done. This isn't just kind of a glad handing and, you know, the right. It's not lip service. This is really where deals get done and business happens.
I mean, you could claim to be the best salesman in the world, but, you know, someone's not going to move a company from Chicago to L.A., Chicago to Atlanta, you know, based on salesmanship. What it's going to be, the deal's going to be done. In great part, there'll be financials involved, no doubt. But it's the relationships that are built. So you could imagine having our chairman, Richard Anderson, head of Delta, pick up the phone and say, look, I'm the chairman of the Metro Atlanta Chamber. We're under NDA. We recognize that you're looking at three cities. We're one of the final three cities. I'd like to have you come to Atlanta. I'd like to tell you a little bit about
right.
you know, why I came to Atlanta, what happened right. when I come to Atlanta, what are the hurdles, what are the landmines. You know, what are the opportunities? And when you get an executive or executives that greet someone like that, it's game changing.
It's meaningful, right. Yeah. I mean, that shows you the level of investment the companies have where they're going out of their way to kind of woo somebody to come to the city. I mean,
And you know, like-minded people like like-minded people. So you could be in an industry, aeronautics, and you could be in an industry of, you know, accrediting. So you have Delta and Equifax, you know, Rick Smith and Richard Anderson, who have identical issues. You know, they have sales issues, they got HR issues, they've got real estate issues, legal issues. They like to be in the same room to understand, you know, how did you approach this? And
right.
how did you approach this? So when you bring a CEO for like a health IT company coming to town, you get them in a mix with those people, even though they're not in the same industry.
Right.
But they have the same issues.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they're willing to talk about it.
And that's what's unique about Atlanta. It's such a collaborative market where people are truly trying to help each other. It's not dog eat dog.
No. It's
look, you say that, but then I guarantee you go some cities in the Northeast, it's not like that.
Oh, well, we say, yeah. If you want to be collaborative up in the Northeast, you had to come across on the Mayflower. You
know? Right? Isn't
Here,
that true?
No, it's true.
A different culture.
The Southerners are, I call myself a Southerner. I'm actually from Southern California. But I've been here long enough and raised enough Southern gentlemen, my boys were all raised here, to understand the principal culture of a Southerner. And it is a very humbling approach to who they are. And there's oftentimes it's said that those who have it say they don't, and those who don't say they do.
Right.
And so what we find is that humble nature is somewhat an impedance. Because when we're trying to get out and market the great things that we're doing, it can be a problem.
Right,
because
they're not tooting their own horn,
no,
right?
They're humble about it. They don't like to do it.
And right.
So what we do it on their behalf.
Right.
You know? So we don't want to say, okay, Charlie, you don't need to tell us how great your company is. Let the Metro Atlanta Chamber say what a wonderful job you're doing for our region. You know, so, but we're really collaborative. We do hold out our hands. We step up, we do what we say, and we say what we do, and I think that honesty and humility is probably the best course of business that we have.
So the smaller companies that are coming into town, you mentioned some of the larger companies, what kind of services or how do you tailor your approach to some of those smaller companies that you want to see grow here in Atlanta?
You know, I really approach them the same way. They're just different different things that they get, but they're relatively the connecting points. So I always say the C's. So if it's a capital issue, they're looking to raise some capital. Or if it's a customer, a simple beta customer or a real customer, it could be a communications opportunity, just getting that company in front of some audience, you know, putting them on a stage, putting them in a podium, having them be a moderator, a subject matter expert, you know, getting them in front of a reporter. Or it could be a co-op. You know, they can't afford, you know, big, you know, high-paid employees, but we can go to the universities and get low-wage, highly talented young people to help them, you know, on their burn rate as they build out their business plan. So it's all about the C's, getting them connected. And we'll spend as much time with a young company, which I like to call, I focus on the gazelles, those that are really have got a product that's commercialized, that really just needs a little bit of push and a couple of these connecting points, and they could be well on their way. And it's nothing magic that we do. It's just that we happen to have phone numbers and, you know, assistance phone numbers and home phone numbers, and we ask a couple favors. And people are always willing to give you a quick no, I can't do it, and I'm not interested, and that's okay. Or yes, would it be absolutely, send them on over, we'll talk to them, we'll let them give us a pitch, and we'll see where it goes.
So have you seen the companies that you help like that turn back around and then help other companies that are having the same issue?
Oh yeah, I'll give you a classic example. So Point Clear, David Carabinos and his brother Chris Carabinos from Birmingham was trying to branch out into Atlanta, and he came to us very astute, realized that in order to, you know, get our attention, he became a member of the chamber, and it's not a prerequisite, it just happens to be a smart decision. And we ended up getting him connected to a variety of those channels I just talked to, capital customers, communication points, put them on panels, put them on planning committees, just got their name out into the industry. And they, from that, had an opportunity to meet the governor, was welcomed to the governor's mansion, had a private dinner with the governor and the governor's wife and his wife, and David ended up making a decision to move his corporate headquarters here to Atlanta. And it was not necessarily because of all the businesses in Atlanta, although it is. It was the way and you could talk to him, he's here, the way that we respected what he was doing, the strategic position that his technology could change healthcare, and the fact that he was going to grow. So he's grown his company exponentially here. And it was just through a couple connecting points, you know. And it's the same time and energy I would have spent trying to bring Baxter here, you know, which we did. And we brought Baxter here. It was the largest deal in life science we've had ever. It was $1.5 billion capital investment, and they're hiring 1,500 employees. And,
but it's the same components. The
same
conversations are the same, right?
It is. It's about workforce training, incentives, ability, and then you get some of the other ones that have to talk about, and that's the traffic and the water and,
right.
Some of the stapled issues that we'll always be fighting.
Now, you mentioned gazelles. Are you a fan of the Vern Harnish book, Gazelles?
I'm not.
So you just threw that out there?
I just threw that out there because David Cummings uses that word.
I think he might be.
He is
a bored of that. Well, good stuff. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more about the Metro Atlanta Chamber, website for you guys?
MetroAtlantaChamber.com.
And this event is sold out, so sorry, right? Maybe next year you better get signed up quickly.
Get signed up quickly.
Well, thank you, David Hartnett, for being part of the show today.
I really appreciate it.
All right, this is Lee Cantor for Josh Needle. We'll be back in a few on the rooftop of the Metro Atlanta Chamber.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.